Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Mark Draper, CEO of Ocean Power Technologies. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is OPTT. And on the London Stock Exchange, the ticker symbol is OPT. And Ocean Power Technologies is a pioneer in wave energy technology, which harnesses ocean waves to create clean electricity. Thanks for joining us today, Mark.
Thank you, Wen. You're very welcome.
Anytime. I'll start off by talking to us about the two major manufacturing milestones with the PB150 power buoy.
Okay, Wen. Well, the PB150 power buoy itself is a very significant project because with a rating of 150 kilowatts, it starts to produce significant power that'll power 150 plus homes. So it starts to be at a utility scale power buoy, which is something we've been trying to achieve for a while, and can be deployed in fields not dissimilar to wind turbines. So it starts to create renewable size projects. So this is a product we've been working on for some time, and we're very proud it's progressing to schedule. The recent milestones we delivered on were putting out to contract the steel fabrication, which is to build the actual buoy steel up. This first device is going to be deployed at a test site in the Orkney Islands, north of Scotland. So the contract place is to build up the steelwork at a contract called Isleburn, a contractor called Isleburn, a fabrication up in northeast Scotland, close by to where the deployment site of Orkney is. And also the internals, the so-called power takeoff, which is also being built up. Initial parts were built up in our Pennington facility in New Jersey, is also being built up with the Parker Group, the hydraulics builder was Parker Hannifin. They're supporting us in some aspects of that. And we've got to a point where we've built up the mechanical sides of that internal power takeoff and now starting to build up and test it electrically. So both of those are significant milestones towards getting that buoy ready for deployment by the end of this year.
Great. And so talk to us a little bit. How does the technology work? And also walk us through the two different systems, utility and anonymous.
Okay. Now, absolutely. Well, both systems work on a similar principles. If you look at any pictures of our buoys, and by all means look at those on our website, we have a central vertical column, the so-called spar, around which is a round float, normally the yellow object. The float's some 30 feet in diameter. Can be bigger for some of the buoys. But that float wants to go up and down. It's like a life ring, if you like, around the spar. And as the waves pass it, that float moves up and down relative to central spar, which is non-moving. The spar is also floating, but anchored in deep water and doesn't tend to move around too much. So as the waves pass, that ring or the float moves up and down. We then capture that linear motion, and inside the spar, using our designed proprietary takeoff equipment, convert that linear movement into electricity. In the utility case, that's mains quality electricity, which is normally then connected via a cable undersea into an underwater substation pod, also designed and built by ourselves, and then connected back to shore at utility grade voltage and quality of frequency, power protection, and so on. In the autonomous case, all that power is kept on board the buoy. It's normally got batteries on board, and that might then be used for sensing or surveillance, lighting, satellite communications, you name it, and even in very deep seas, we can provide power into some of the remotest parts of the world.
Certainly. And so talk about some of the market trends right now in clean electricity and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Sure, Wayne. We're very excited about the market trends at the moment. Clearly, the Obama administration has got a very strong green ticket, very strong in renewable investment, especially in new renewable technologies, and as well as providing that green ticket renewable energy, deep green as we call it, because there really is no environmental impact. We're not burning anything, processing anything, transporting anything, emitting anything. So a very deep green solution. It's also a new source of energy, largely untapped to date. General views are that the energy in the waves could supply twice of the total world's energy need if it could all be harvested. Now, there's a challenge, but harvesting even some of it provides a significant proportion of the worldwide energy needs. And, of course, in both harvesting that energy and bringing it to market, we provide renewable energy, a growing industry, green jobs, And significantly, it's homegrown energy. You don't rely on delivery from a foreign source, foreign politics, or foreign pricing. You do have to pay for the buoys up front, but then the power comes year on year just based on the energy available in the waves, and therefore, as long as you maintain the devices, the energy is free at the point of use for as long as you want to use it.
Sure, and what differentiates OPT, Ocean Power Technologies, from other players in your sector?
Well, there's not many players in our sector, and there's not many of significant size. You know, no more than three or four, and they tend to be mixed between wave and tidal. That is, tends to be underwater devices capturing a moving flow of water rather than devices capturing the waves going up and down. We've actually been around quite a long time in this business, operations since 94, makes us one of the older wave companies. The fact we've had listings on AIM and NASDAQ is unique, and that's given us both financial backing, but also our strong relationship with commercial partners, the US Navy, Lockheed Martin, Iberdrola, the Scottish Government, Total, have all given us significant experience, as well as our multiple ocean deployments. To date, we've deployed about 12 buoys of different devices in the sea over those 13 years, and indeed four in the last 12 months. So we're gaining a lot of experience of how to do it, the real issues about putting devices in the ocean, and then learning that we carry forward into the bigger products we're developing today.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Mark, as well as that of the key management team.
Okay, well, no problem at all. My background is in utilities. I'm a power engineer by background, trained at the Cambridge University in the UK, and then joined the nationalised electricity industry, the Central Electricity Generating Board, which ran all of the power of all forms in the UK. That was sort of privatised in the early 90s, so I became a senior player with PowerGen, one of the big privatised utilities. I worked with them in operational power stations, corporate roles, gas, coal, oil-fired power stations, spent some time in the US and then some time back in the UK on mergers and acquisitions, selling a couple of power stations. Ended up as the managing director for the whole of the generation business. So in that role, I had some 9,000 megawatts of power plant reporting to me over 22 sites with 1,300 staff and also a growing renewable business. I grew up that renewable business to include onshore wind and the first offshore wind in the UK. One of the first offshore wind farms was built by that company under my control at that time, the 60-megawatt offshore wind farm at Scroby Sands, just off Lowestoft on the east coast of England. And having grown up the renewable business and the generation business, I moved over to OPT some 5 years ago, initially to head up the European operation as Chief Exec of Europe, became Chief Operating Officer after our NASDAQ float 2 years ago, and CEO early this year in February. Alongside me on the board of the executive management, executive chairman is George Taylor. George is the co-founder of the company and has been with it since its inception. George has got an electrical engineering background of distinction in RCA Labs and then working in the semiconductor business, developing LCD displays and so on through the early 80s and then into the 90s. Looking at various ways to harness electrical energy from the waves, and founded the company and then has been a CEO for, I think, all of the company's existence until February this year when he handed over to me. He's a PhD by background from the University of London and spent his time over in the US in the Princeton area where he's been for, I think, around the last 40 years. The third member of the executive, Charles Dunleavy, the CFO, has a distinguished background in public and private accounting, has been with the company since it began operations. In fact, he was one of the first employees back in 94 and has successfully stewarded the company through capital raisings and the private markets and then the AIM listing and now the NASDAQ listing. He's a great ally to have on board, understands the role of the CFO fully, but also understands the challenge of the operations of the business and is a great strength to have on board the team. So that's the exec team at the top at the moment, complemented by four non-executive directors, making a fully compliant NASDAQ board of seven.
Well, thanks for the background info. And what specific goals or milestones has the management team set for the company over the course of the next year?
I think the specific milestones at the moment are about delivering the short-term projects and technology into the water and continue to prove our operational experience and take the learning from the projects we have. The particular projects we have in mind that we're building on at the moment are the key utility project we already talked about, that PB150. We also have a key project with the U.S. Navy in Hawaii, and we're looking to forward that and continue our work and testing on the buoy we have built for them out in Hawaii. We also have our own test buoy in New Jersey. We're continuing to build, learn, and test from that. And we also have a new contract that's about halfway through, again for the U.S. Navy, on their DWADS program, that deep water acoustic detection system, and that's a buoy due to go into the water early in 2010. So that's another milestone we're looking to hit. So it's a new autonomous buoy, it's a new utility buoy, that PB150, and it's continued testing on the rest of our fleet.
Great. And in terms of growth, will you continue to grow organically, look for M&A activities, or a combination of both?
I think our primary focus will be organic. It's about proving the technology, building on what we already have. We are open to opportunities, but as I said, this is quite a small sector at the moment. So although those most came along, if they did, we'd look at them. Our real focus is growing organically, proving out our technology, building our customer base, and delivering product.
Great. And in terms of investors, Mark, do you think that investors right now understand the general direction of the company?
I would hope they do. I would hope they see a renewable company developing a technology and able to deliver for the future. I hope they understand that this isn't a dot-com company where it's just all instant success overnight. We do actually need to build our way to success. From the price of the shares where they are now against the cash at the bank and the prospective support from particularly the U.S. government, I'd hope the potential investor would see a good value opportunity out there.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Mark Draper, CEO of Ocean Power Technologies. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is OPTT. And on AIM, ticker symbol is OPT. And before we conclude, currently trading for $6.30 a share with a market cap of $64.3 million. And so before we conclude, Mark, what are some of the key reasons why Ocean Power Technologies represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
I think the reason why it offers a good long-term opportunity, we've got a very strong balance sheet. When last reported, cash equivalents were around $85 million, and that was as reported earlier this year. So against that $85 million, a market cap of $65 million, as you just stated, and it's got to give an opportunity. That's that strong balance sheet we start with. We then build with our strong commercial relationships going forward, backing from the U.S. Navy, Iberdrola, the Scottish Government, Total, worldwide players really interested in this exciting utility marketplace. There's also the autonomous offerings where we've had relationships both again with the U.S. Navy and Lockheed Martin, and with the U.S. Navy that's ongoing. So opportunities in the marketplace, and a technology which is delivering in a unique area of capturing renewable energy, which also captures the imagination of the public and the government, leading to funding through such things as the stimulus bill and also lots of the DOE work in the US. So opportunities to build there as well. So great opportunities and a great timing now from the particular point of view of how the market's supporting renewables, the growth of the industry, the growth of jobs, and the low stock price we're sitting on at the moment.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today on OPT, Mark.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity, Sam. Thank you for listening, and I hope the listeners find that useful as well.